Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. A condition of our mentally and body both are the reflection of our key energy and meridians. That's why by treating ki and meridians, symptoms will be disappeared. And ki and meridians and the subconsciousness. What is the relationship? Ki is a part of the subconsciousness. Therefore, depends by the condition of subconsciousness, it appears to the ki and meridians and your mentally and body situation. But when I say subconsciousness, there are different levels of subconsciousness. For example, in Mahayana Buddhism, subconsciousness has at least three different levels, which is mana conscious and araya conscious. This araya conscious is all the karma will be pulled in this araya conscious. Of course, since the past lives, all the karma are pulled in this araya conscious. Anything you put in your mind, or action and words, will be dropped into your araya conscious, and they call it as a seed, because if you put seed into the ground, and it will grow and become tree. The same thing happens, that if you put seed of your words, for example, into your area conscious, and when it grows as a phenomenon. So whatever negative or positive, if you keep repeating in your mind, it will appear as a phenomenon in the future. Deeper level of this area consciousness is Amara conscious, which is, this is a Buddha nature conscious, or universal conscious of Amida. Anyway, what I want to say is that a subconsciousness includes both the spiritual level and the key energy level. And as I said, those spiritual beings of the spiritual world, either devas, bodhisattva Buddhas, or unsaved spirit who needs to be rescued, or even evil spirits, they are affecting to your subconsciousness and to your key energy, and as a result you reflect to your mentally and your body. Well, based on this principle, what we need to think about, because spiritual practice in general, either Mahayana Buddhism or mystique Christianity, any mysticism, etc., are putting purpose as to unify unification with the great spirit of the universe. And usually never talk about how the spiritual beings' existences are influenced to our body and heart through ki energy and subconsciousness. Plus, do we leave them alone even there are unsaved spirits exist? This is one of the questions. What we should put the purpose of our practice? Well, if I explain the reason why the traditional or until the traditional mystic practice of the spiritual practice is to unify with the great spirit of the universe. If you receive unification with great spirit of the universe and unified the great love, and in case if this unification are still in a daily life, even you are not practicing or chanting, or if you are in a daily life samadhi of the great love, when the unsaved spirit come to you, they will be rescued automatically to the heavenly state through the great love you are receiving and you are sending out to the universe. Yes, this happens from my experience, but it's not possible to always be like this. And in general, as a beginner of the practice, before reached into the samadhi, great love samadhi state in the daily life, it doesn't work that way. So what we should do, we should just keep focusing to be unified with the great spirit of the universe, only focusing to that, or we more focus to the rescue spirits, purify the evil spirits by connecting to all sacred beings, including devas and bodhisattvas and buddhas. Actually, this was my biggest subject for long time. Which should I put purpose of the practice? And how to integrate these two was the main subject. And finally, I got the result for many years by establishing the method of the practice. We are able to be into the samadhi, which is the unified with the great spirit of the universe, in through in daily life, through by rescuing the spirits and purifying the negative spirits. By focusing to the spiritual world, we are able to be into the state of the samadhi, unification with the great spirit of the universe. But you need to be very careful how to deal with it, because you could be very weird to deal with something invisible. So how not to be dropped into such a weird state, but deal with the spiritual world in a healthy way, is the only way is to by awakening the body sensation of enlightenment through the practice of rescuing the splits by transferring the power of the great spirit of the universe and awakened to the unification. Naturally, via those asking all spirit of the universe, not only who comes to you, but of the world and all the universe, with a heart of altruism. This is possible, and as a result, you will receive so much peace in your heart and body as a reflection of the spirit who will rescue to the heavenly state, and also be awakened to the body sensation of the enlightenment by receiving the great spirit of the universe, light and wisdom, faith into the spiritual world, and awaken to the enlightenment. This is a new era of the human being. Thank you.